Well, I'm from Oakland, California.
That's former NBA player Leon Poe.
You know, grew up right there in the hood where, you know, a lot of kids don't make it. Sometimes they don't make it because, you know, they think they know it all, like I did at first, or they don't make it because they get involved with the wrong crowd. And my situation was, you know, it was a little bit of both. I was involved with the wrong crowd, and I thought I knew it all.
Unless you're a big basketball fan, you probably don't know much about Leon Poe or about the injury that derailed his dream of a long and lucrative NBA career. Our story begins nearly two decades ago in Oakland. Here's Only a Game's Martin Kessler.
Leading up to the robbery, Leon Poe's friends didn't tell him much.
They just said, we got to handle some business. It's involving somebody else, and we're going to rob this dude, and so on and so on.
Leon Poe was just a teenager. He had never robbed anyone before. But now his friends were pressuring him to come along.
And I said, okay. And as we got closer, just in my gut, it wasn't a good feeling for me. So got a block, two blocks down, still didn't have a good feeling. And then the third block, I heard a voice in my head a little bit telling me to turn back. So I stopped and I asked my friends, did you hear it? And they was like, nah, to hear what? I was like, man, never mind. Just keep going. And so we keep walking. We almost there. And then the second time I heard it loud as day, I heard it like the voice in my head told me to turn back now. So what I did was I turned back, but I said, you know, I got to go help my moms cook some dinner.
That excuse probably wouldn't have worked for most kids. But Leon Poe's friends knew that even among people living in inner city Oakland, Leon and his mom had it rough. When Leon was 2 years old, his father walked out on the family. When Leon was 7, his family home burned down. His little brother had been playing with matches. And for the next few years, Poe, his mom, and his younger siblings lived in homeless shelters, motels, and cars. Food was sometimes scarce, and Poe's mother was once arrested for stealing groceries. So on the way to the robbery, when Leon Poe told his friends he needed to go help his mom, he could guess how his friends would react.
When I say anything about my moms, I know they don't question me on that. And I went home. The next day, everybody ran on my door, banging on my door, and said, you heard what happened? And I was like, no. And it was like, no, they got arrested because they tried to rob somebody. And then I was just thinking, like, man, I was right there. I could have been in that whole situation. And that was one of the moves I made that showed that, okay, I'm trying to veer off on the right track. I don't want to do bad.
Leon Poe was tall, strong, talented, and a hard worker. He became one of the top-ranked high school basketball players in the nation. But his hardships didn't end. In 2002, when Poe was a junior in high school, his mother died from a heart condition. Looking back on that moment in an interview with the New York Daily News, Poe said he thought about quitting basketball then. His dream of someday buying a house for his mom had been lost. But Poe stuck with the sport. He was recruited to play at Cal Berkeley and became the Pac-10 Freshman of the Year.
Fry really battling down low with Leon Poe. Poe will take the 15-footer and nail it.
By his final year at Cal, he was one of the best players in the nation. But NBA execs had some concerns. Poe was big and strong for college, but not necessarily for the NBA. And he had already had two major knee surgeries. Poe didn't get drafted until the late second round. The Boston Celtics signed him to a 3-year contract that wasn't worth much more than the NBA minimum. During his first season, Poe didn't play much. But 1 year later, the backup big man played a critical role. Because that year, the Celtics reached the NBA Finals for the first time in 21 years. Before the 7-game series against the Lakers began, Poe gave himself a pep talk.
I talk to myself at times, which is not a bad thing. People out there should talk to themselves sometimes if it helps. Now, if you talk to yourself for other reasons, I advise not to. But it helps pump me up a little bit. So I told myself, man, look, you come from Oakland, one of the toughest cities in America. This ain't nothing. So all you got to do is go out there and play your game. And don't shy away from the big moment.
Certainly the players are different, but it seems like old times as the Lakers and Celtics battling again here in June.
In Game 1 of the 2008 NBA Finals, Poe played 9 minutes and scored 4 points. Then came Game 2. Poe had a solid start. He got to the free throw line a couple times. His first basket came 7 minutes and 43 seconds before the end of the first half.
Radmanovic tips it right to Poe, and he puts it in!
But in the third quarter,
Pierce to Poe, Leon Poe! Wow!
He exploded. In one 81-second stretch, Poe scored three straight baskets. In the final quarter, he added seven more points.
Poe to the basket again. Leon Poe for the game of his life.
When the buzzer sounded to end Boston's six-point win, Poe had scored 21 points in just 15 minutes of play. The Celtics went on to win the championship. Leon Poe, who had spent his childhood living in homeless shelters, motels, and cars, was 1 year away from a chance to sign a new contract for far more money than his rookie deal.
Yeah, I knew I could get a big contract. I knew this and that, but I knew I had to keep working. I had to keep playing. Anything can happen. And as history shows, you know, sometimes stuff go wrong, sometimes stuff go right.
For much of the next season, things went right. Poe earned more playing time with the Celtics, and the team once again reached the playoffs. In a first-round matchup against the Bulls, Poe was on the floor, trying to help the Celtics even the series at one game apiece.
Did a spin move while I was falling, and I tried to push myself up off that leg, and I heard a pop. When I heard that pop, I knew it was doomsday for me.
Poe kept playing, but the next day, doctors confirmed what he had suspected. He'd torn his ACL. Now with a third major knee surgery in his future, Poe's chances of signing a big contract were gone.
Broke down, I was upset, pissed off, mad, and just feeling like, man, I worked extremely hard to get to this point, and now this happened. I was upset for a while, put it like that. It hurt, and didn't want things to end in Boston that way.
In 2009, Poe signed a deal with the Cleveland Cavaliers for the veteran minimum. But after the injury, he was never the same player. He last played in the NBA in May 2011. Poe eventually moved back to California. He started looking into getting an investment group together to buy an NBA team. Then in 2014, he got a call from the Celtics. The Red Sox were celebrating their recent World Series title. They wanted Poe to represent the 08 Celtics and bring the Larry O'Brien trophy to the ceremony at Fenway Park. Poe agreed.
And I came out rolling with my trophy, and then when they see me roll out, the crowd went crazy and everything. So I still had that Boston love here, and, you know, people really treat me with respect.
After the ceremony, Celtics president Rich Gotham told Poe he should move back to Boston and work for the franchise.
Did you know what, like, the role was going to be right away? Or?
Nah, we didn't have no role. It was just about, you know, you come here, we figure it out.
Poe spent time thinking about the idea. His young son lives in California. But he couldn't pass up a chance to get his foot in the door in an NBA front office. He's now in his third year back with the Celtics. Poe spends time going out in the community, telling his story and talking to kids. I saw Poe in action when we were walking through the TD Garden hallways before a recent Celtics game.
How y'all doing, ladies?
How y'all doing?
This year, he says he's been taking on more responsibilities around the Celtics organization. Sometimes he fills in as a radio analyst. But Poe hasn't forgotten about the injury.
Did I get over it? I'm like never over it because, you know, I was on my way. I was coming into my own as a player and no telling what was the limit from that point was going to be because how hard I worked. And so I'm never over it, but I understand it's life. And that's why I made it this far, thus far, because I understand life happens. But it's not how you know, what you do when you're down. It's what you do to get yourself and pick yourself back up.
Leon Poe never did sign that big contract, but he still might get to have a long career working in the NBA. His new dream is to become a general manager. For Only a Game, I'm Martin Kessler.